KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome up to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here for the final game of the 2025 campaign. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, joined by a special guest tonight here, Cole McMahon, a fellow Red Hawk and a Simpson University alum. Cole, we've called a few games now back in the day this past year with Simpson University. What's been one of your favorite games that we've called so far in the last year?
I mean, it's got to be the very first game we ever did playing for the football game, and then second favorite is definitely when the Simpson finally scored a touchdown, so finally got some excitement in our lives.
Absolutely electric games that we did get to call in that, like in that final touchdown. I believe it was Caleb Anderson to Talon Ramirez.
It was, that's right, and we were just both shocked that actually happened. We were just so happy.
Just a little, it was like a powder slant or something, and...
Yeah,
by a miracle.
We didn't have our binoculars out there, but, you know, I think we caught it, and then, yeah, you did.
The 2020 vision was turned on.
And tonight, in the rubber match of the series, the Fairfield Indians facing off against your Colt 45s. Game three of this three-game set. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and again, the final game for the Colt 45s for this 2025 campaign. As the starting lineups are getting announced here at Tagger Field. The Colt 45s dropped the first game and then bounced back last night by a score of 8-3. And Cole, this is your first time on the radio, although you do have a podcast, First and 49ers. That's First and Number 4, Number 9, ERS 49ers.
Appreciate it, Jacob. Yeah, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. Now out of college, hoping to get it rolling even more, so get ready for the 49ers season. Make sure to go follow. Appreciate it.
On Spotify, Instagram.
Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast.
So hopefully we've got some 49er fans out there listening. And of course, Colt 45 fans, as the Colt 45 is looking to improve to 34-6 on the year. I found out last night after the game, it was announced by the PA here at Tagger Field, Chad, that Bob Anderson, in his 3 years here, last night was the 100th win in the last 3 years for these Colt 45s. And I'm just getting word from our producer back in the studio. He was actually there for the first touchdown with the Simpson Redhawks in the inaugural season last year.
Momentous moment for Simpson history, for sure.
Oh, yeah. One of the bigger moments in terms of Simpson sports history, which, again, this year we had a plethora of teams making the playoffs, too. And it's kind of been the theme this last year.
Right.
And, Cole, your first time on the radio here. Who did you grow up listening to on the radio that makes you want to do stuff like this?
I mean, I've grown up a diehard San Francisco Giants fan, so obviously it's got to be John Miller and Dave Fleming. And then growing up, two legends out there, and then just on the TV side, Kuki and Kai. That's the dude in the
game. Yeah, John Miller, of course, a legend. I believe he called games for a few other ball clubs as well.
Yeah, a couple ball clubs. Did ESPN, I think Sunday Night Baseball for a while as well. And I think he's already in the Hall of Fame for broadcasting, radio broadcasting. So, Kruke Kipe hopefully going to be in there in the next couple of years. And hopefully they just continue to broadcast for the next couple of years as well.
Oh, yeah, I can say the same for Kent Korak, the A's radio guy. Of course, another legend, another Bay Area legend.
Bay Area sports fans have been spoiled for plenty of years, and, you know, you just hope that it keeps on going for as long as possible. So.
Oh, yeah, between the Sharks, Warriors, the A's, the Giants, and the 49ers, and the Raiders, too. Greg Papa.
Speaking of Greg Papa, prayers up for him. Just got diagnosed with cancer, one of the best to ever do it, so...
Yeah, unfortunately for Greg Papa. So, yeah, of course, thoughts and prayers out to Greg Papa, and hopefully he gets through that and can come back and keep calling games for us loyal Niner fans. But prayers up for his health as the starting lineups are announced. It will be Trey Bennett facing off against Omari Polk for the Fairfield Indians. A couple of hard-throwing pitchers for both ball clubs. both teams trying to win the series as Summer Chappelle Muncy will be singing tonight's national anthem tonight. We'll pause here to let you all listen in over the airwaves to tonight's national anthem. Again, that's Summer Chappelle Muncy, as Rick Pacetti has now announced her out there, and we get ready to hear tonight's rendition. Summer Chappelle Muncy with tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner as we get ready to get underway here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s donning the home whites, the Fairfield Indians, the gray bottoms with the blue tops and the red lettering across the chest. Leading things off and playing left field for the Fairfield Indians will be Roman Seibert, followed by Adrian Roa, the DH, batting second. And then Marcelos Cueva at second base batting third, with Kamani Blackney in center field in the cleanup spot. Then Cooper Dwyer will be at first base, followed by Jaden Hunter at third, Aaron Strong, the catcher, Wyatt Smith at shortstop, and Ethan Boatman in right field. Seibert in left, Roa the DH, Cueva at second, Blackney in center, and batting cleanup, followed by Dwyer at first, Hunter at third, Strong the catcher, Smith at short, and Boatman in right, the same left side of the infield of Hunter at third and Wyatt Smith at short, something that worked for them last night. A handful of great plays made by both of those players on the left side of the infield last night. The Colt 45s, Trajan Rogowski will be leading off and playing center field, followed up by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop. And then the power left-handed bat, Andrew Mora, will be at first base, followed by Dom DeCagno in right field and batting cleanup. And then John Handy batting fifth. He's the designated hitter, followed by Isaac Mondujano at third base. And then Dylan Green at second base, followed by Rain McMillan, the catcher, and Tyler Zanizer in left field. John Handy and Tyler Zanizer tied for the team lead with 5 home runs each. We'll see what happens tonight and who finishes with the team lead in that long ball department. Rogowski in center, Carroll at short, Mora the first baseman, DeCagno in right, Handy the DH, Mondujano at the hot corner, Green at second, McMillan the catcher, and Tyler Zanizer in left field for Trey Bennett to face off against Omari Polk. Trey Bennett on the year is 4-1 with a 2.01 ERA and 6 starts. 31 in the third innings pitched. He struck out 41, walked 8, and given up 27 hits. that singular loss came against the Fresno Athletics back on July 19th in a 7-3 ball game that the Colt 45s would lose after the decent start from Trey Bennett, who went 5 innings of 4-run ball. His last win was back against the Novato Knicks back on July 26th, where the Colt 45s won by a score of 8-4. On the season, in 4 of the 6 starts for Trey Bennett, he's gone 5 innings. He has not gone over 5 innings. See what he can do here tonight against the Fairfield Indians. Then Trey Bennett for the Colt 45s. Out of Etna, California, and he will be pitching at Simpson University, a left-handed pitcher, standing at 6'4", 225. And Cole, a fellow Southpaw.
Absolutely, yeah. So Trey Bennett, I've actually heard of him before. My good buddy and ex-teammate Kevin Stapleton, also from Etna, California. And I think they went to the same high school. I don't know if they were there at the same time, but I've heard some things about Trey Bennett. And it's great to see that he's actually going to Simpson University. I did not know that. So I'm glad to see that Simpson's able to cop a good arm, a good lefty arm like this. And I'm excited to watch him tonight.
Yeah, and for Trey Bennett, as the Colt 45s take the field with a little bit of applause. Trey Bennett pitched last year for the Colt 45s. He was 2-0 with a 4.35 ERA with one start and 7 appearances. 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. He struck out 25 and walked 13, so he's improved this season, which you always love to see. And what type of things have you heard about the Southpaw, Trey Bennett?
Mostly that he throws cheese. I mean, what do you say? He throws 94 miles an hour, is that right? I don't know. I thought I've heard that before. I heard he throws high cheese, but
sounds good to me.
I don't know. Maybe that's just what I've heard in the past, but mainly that he's from Etna, California, and I don't know if you guys know Etna, California. They throw some monsters out there. It was just great to see Kevin Stapleton being able to play with that man. He can do anything. He has like a bionic arm. You can throw him out there for 9 innings, throw him for 200 pitches, and that's what he can do. So I wanted to see if Trey Bennett could do the same thing from the left side.
I mean, 6'4", 225, that's a big guy out there working from that first base side of the rubber. The defense behind him will be Mondohano and Carroll on the left side of the infield, and then Green and Mora on the right side. Left to right field will be Zanizer, Rogowski, and DeCagno. Some solid defense behind the Southpaw here at a very packed out Tiger Field. As we get ready for this season finale, the rubber match of this ball game, the season series, as the Colt 45s await the start. McMillan makes his throw down to second base to begin things here, and it will be Roman Seibert leading things off for the Fairfield Indians. As Trey Bennett takes a second on the back slope of the hill. Shadows just now starting to cover Tiger Field up just a little bit on the infield and out there a little bit in left field. On a 92-degree night here from Tiger Field with a slight breeze. But that flag standing still out there in center field. As the right-hand hitting Seibert steps up to the plate. Here's the first pitch from the lefty Bennett. This is upstairs, up and away. First pitch comes in at 7:18. Ball one to the right-hand hitting Seibert. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss to even up the count at 1-1.
Tiger Field is the most I've ever seen people here before, playing at Simpson before my freshman year at Tiger Field before Simpson got a field. It's great to see. I almost feel like I'm at a minor league park right now.
That fastball catches the outside corner at the knee. A very packed out Tiger Field. Probably about the third or fourth time where we've seen it nearly capacity. There's the 1-2 from Bennett as he gets the sign from McMillan. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing! And a miss. They'll throw it around the horn. That's the way the ball game begins. A forward K for Trey Bennett as he strikes out Seibert for out number one.
Bennett got Seibert on a breaking ball there, it looked like. Good pitch.
Great pitch from Bennett to change it up a little bit. I guess I shouldn't say change it up, as it was a breaking ball, but
that could have been a change up. It was hard to tell from here.
Those varying speeds. As the right end hitting Roa comes at the plate, swings and misses at this pitch. Hardy on that one. Gave a half-hearted swing. Now the 0-1 from Bennett. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew a heater right by him. And tardy yet again for Adrian Roa, the designated hitter for the Fairfield Indians. Bennett peers in at McMillan, working from the first base side out of the windup. Now winds and deals the 0-2 with one out. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Deals Roa. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Fooled him on the breaking ball down and in right at the knee. That's out number two and strikeout number two for Trey Bennett.
Caught him looking there with the curveball. I thought after going late, after being late on those first two fastballs, I thought I was going to throw right by him again, but he would have got me with that.
Completely fooled on the 12-6. As the right-hand hitting Cueva to the plate. Deep in the box, the open stance for the right-hand hitting Cueva. First pitch from Bennett misses wide for ball one. Cueva last night had a couple of singles. He was 2-for-5 on the night. It's a 1-0 delivery from Bennett. On the inside corner, right at the knees, to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Bennett peering in at McMillan. Green shaded up the middle over there at second base. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased it way down in the dirt.
That's the best things you can have as a lefty, especially if you got that breaking ball working early in the game. You know, that's going to be an attack that you can use all game long.
Now Bennett steps off and takes a quick breather, rubs up the baseball, climbs back on the hill. Now winds and deals the 1-2. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. 1-2-3 go the Fairfield Indians, and Trey Bennett walks off the mound with a trio of K's as we head to the bottom of the first here in this scoreless ball game with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to everyday job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon for this Saturday night edition of Colt 45 Baseball. The final game of the 2025 campaign. Omari Polk will be the starting pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. Right-hander out of Napa Valley College. Back in the Bay Area. As Trajan Rogowski will lead things off along with Mark Anthony Carroll and Andrew Mora. Here's the first pitch from the righty Polk out of the windup, bounces it in there, kicks all the way back to the screen for ball one.
Polk tried to change up there, just spiking it at the plate for the first pitch.
Now the 1-0 from Polk. This is wide again for ball two.
Yeah.
I Gaskey steps out, now climbs back into the box. Deep in the box with an even stance as Polk peers in. Now comes Set, rocking the Black Sox up high. As he winds and deals the 2-0 with nobody out, nobody on. Nice little off-speed on the outside corner. Make the count 2-1 on the leadoff man for the Colt 45s.
Let's hope he can poke it to the right side as the first baseman, covering his eyes from the sun, still peering in here a little bit at the park. Ball is down in the dirt.
3-1 count on Rogowski, and Rogowski is definitely a hitter who's been known to go the opposite way with that baseball. As you said, Cole, that first baseman over there just outside of the shadows, playing about 10 feet off the line over there at first, back of the bag. The 3-1 on the outside corner, right at the knees, to fill the count at 3-2. That first baseman shielding his eyes, even with the ball cap on, pulled low over his eyes. Here's the payoff pitch from Amari Polk, the right-hander working from the first base side. A line shot into left field for a base hit, where the left fielder Seibert will quickly play it back in to hold Rogowski to a single. First hit for the Colt 45s tonight. We'll bring up Mark Anthony Carroll. As Presley, the bat girl, gets some applause. Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Carroll was not in the lineup last night. Mark Anthony Carroll on the year, batting .295. It's the first pitch, misses way upstairs as Aaron Strong, the catcher, pops out of the squatted position to keep that baseball from going all the way back to the screen. Rogowski takes his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman for the Fairfield Indians, Cooper Dwyer. This pitch is taken wide again for ball two. 2-0 on Mark Anthony Carroll. Right-hand hitter. Slightly open stance deep in the box. Rogowski not going as Carroll takes that pitch on the inner half for a called strike one. Andrew Mora also due up here in this inning. Now showing bunt, chops it just up the third baseline, foul. Nice try from Carroll, but couldn't keep it straight. Moves the count to 2-2.
Almost a good bunt there. Could have got the runner over. Did a job.
Kind of bounced weird in front of the plate and ended up caroming foul up the third base side. Just some weird spin on it. Infield looking for two. Cueva and Smith shaded up the middle at double play depth with Rogowski on first. The 2-2 delivery from Omari Polk. This is wide for ball three. Tried to sling it in there and get Carroll to chase. Was way too far off the zone for Carroll to bite. Now the count fills again for the second straight batter. Polk out of the stretch with Rogowski on first. Here's the payoff pitch. Rogowski going, waved at, and no throw down to second base. Carroll down on strikes, and Rogowski will get to second base via the steal. For the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora to the plate. Mora on the year with 38 RBIs. Leads of the team. He's three ahead of Dom DeCagno, who had that three-run shot last night. He's got power from that left side. He's got a couple of home runs on the year. His last home run going over that right field wall to the left of the 310 mark. So he takes a first pitch strike at the bottom of the zone.
Good job from Polk there, finally getting the first pitch strike. Seems like he's getting a little more comfortable out here. He steps off. Resets.
Now Polk peering in. The 0-1 waved at by Mora for strike two. Pulled him on the breaking ball.
Get it out of the way, please.
Now, no balls and two strikes. Setting up away is a catcher. Breaking ball misses way inside. Mora leaning out of the way.
I try to get him down the same pitch. That pitch just high.
Now one ball and two strikes to the left-hand hitting Mora deep in the box. Wire sets up away. Breaking ball popped up back toward the crowd on the third base side where a fan doesn't quite make the catch. And the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, actually running into the netting, giving chase for it, along with a pitcher, which you don't see every day, Amari Polk. As the count remains one ball and two strikes on Mora.
Three breaking balls in a row. You almost think it's the pitch he's only feeling comfortable with so far. Interesting to see if he goes to it again.
See what Polk does here. Working slow against this Colt 45 offense as he comes set from the first base side. Runner at second, that's Rogowski, the 1-2 with one out. There's a line shot through the right side for a base hit. Rogowski initially stops. Now is going to stay at third as the throw comes in from the right fielder Boatman to the cutoff man to hold Rogowski at third. Now puts runners at the corners with only one out. Absolutely laced through the right side between Cueva and the first baseman Dwyer. It's right through that 3-4 hole on the right side.
Just a mistake right down the middle from Polk. And Murrow just able to pull that ball to the right side.
Great job by Mora to pull it through. And Rogowski initially having to kind of wait to see if the first baseman, Dwyer, was going to be able to make a play on it as this pitch is taken way outside. Strong on the back end, keeps it in front of him. For ball one on Dom DeCagno, who had a three-run home run last night. That was in the fifth inning, that scored Mora and Rogowski, which I believe there was both Mora and Rogowski were at third and first base as they are now. Here's the 1-0 pickoff attempt on over to first, diving back with the right hand is Mora. Easily. Runners at the corners, the Fairfield Indians at double play depth with Cueva and Smith shaded up the middle. Polk comes set. Out of the stretch, the 1-0 is a line shot through the right side for a base hit. Rogowski will trot in the score, and Mora will hold at second base. 3 hits in the inning, puts the 45s on the board first as Rogowski comes in to score, and Mora moves up to second. That's the 36th RBI for Dom DeCagno.
Great job on DeCagno, hitting it to the right side again. Once again, doing the job and scoring the runner.
That'll also bring up John Handy, who's tied for the team lead with 5 home runs. It's the first pitch from Polk. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Handy just a bit late on it. Now digging back in, right in a hitter. A slightly open stance. Polk kicks and deals a fastball. Way away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Three singles in the inning for the Colt 45s. They're by a score of 1-0 here in this bottom of the first. Polk kicks and deals a 1-1 as a line shot again into right field for a base hit. Up at the ball is Bowman. He's going to get into the cutoff man on a hop. Goes over the catcher now. And quickly, the catcher, Aaron Strong, corrals the baseball. That'll get the bases loaded for Isaac Mondujano. So another single in the inning for this Colt 45's offense.
Colt 45's are living on the right side of this field today. Luckily that backstop is short. The ball getting away from the catcher didn't bring the runner home. The bat rolled down on the play. He got back up.
Flipping around with a bat like that and just took a little spill on the turf.
Yeah, that's gotten me too a couple times back in the day. The bat just hitting right between your legs and just tripping, hoping nobody sees it.
She did get some applause from the fans here at Tiger Field. The corners are drawn in, playing on the infield grass for Mondohano. Here's the first pitch from Polk. It's a breaking ball right through the heart, called strike one. Mondohano last night had a single and a double. He also reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out. He's batting 362 on the year. Here's the 0-1. Misses low. You have to count at one ball and one strike. Polk readies. Now kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Is a line shot toward left field. A fielder looking up.
Scores four on the four-run shot. A grand slam here in the bottom of the first. It's now 5-0. Mondohano absolutely hit it right on the screws. Landed halfway up on the netting out there above the Jack's Grill sign, over the wall, and left way beyond the reach of Steibern, who looked up and watched it fly.
Big third baseman just absolutely roping that thing to left field. I mean, if you don't know already, Tiger Field can be a launch pad, and that thing was gone as we thought off the bat.
Just a line shot out there. Again, halfway up on the netting to the left of that 358 mark, way out there. Hit it about 375, probably, and it likely would have carried more. Unfortunately, we don't have StatCast out here at Tiger Field, but as you said, Cole, Tiger Field has the capability to be a launch pad. As Dylan Green to the plate now, watches a ball miss wide of the plate. Makes the count 1-0. The right-hand hitting second baseman.
Polk having a tough time out here, just not able to locate his fastball. So when he does get the pitch in.
Here's a ground ball, diving play by the third baseman. And no pick at the other end. Jaden Hunter with another gold glove caliber play over there on that left side. Something we saw about four times last night. But the throw to the first baseman was unable to be picked by Cooper Dwyer. And safe at first is Dylan Green.
His pitches that are just in the strike zone are just going to be selected for the batters, and a lot of them has been right down the middle. A lot of mistakes out here so far.
When you can't locate that fastball, it just creates a lot of difficulty.
Right, gets the batters just looking for the one pitch, and right now it's been his breaking ball. And that's what the batters are sitting on so far.
As Ray McMillan takes fastball in the outside corner for strike one.
1-8-3-4-7.
The Fairfield Indians yet again looking for a double play on the infield. First baseman Dwyer holding on Dylan Green at first. This pitch is taken in the dirt. So even up and count at one ball and one strike. Polk climbs back up the hill, working from the first base side of the stretch, facing off against Brayden McMillan with a wide-open stance on that right side deep in the box. Runner going. This one's grounded toward the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, who makes the quick throw to first in time for the 5-3 putout. McMillan is retired. And we'll bring the ninth batter of the inning, Tyler Zanizer, who is tied with John Handy for 5 home runs on the year, both battling out for the team lead. That was the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, who's already been busy over there on the left side of the infield, making a couple of great plays, and fortunately the previous one he made, just unable to be picked at the other end. Otherwise, the Fairfield Indians would be in the dugout right now. Here's the first pitch from Polk, misses up and in for ball one. Tyler Zanizer on the year, batting 259. And patrolling left field tonight, here's the 1-0 from Polk on the outside corner right at the knee, even up the count of one ball and one strike.
Lost his hat there on the pitch.
And something for Polk as well. He's been able to paint the corners really well and get those low strike calls, trying to take advantage of it when he elevates that fastball or breaking ball, that's when it gets absolutely slammed. As Dan Iser lays off this pitch for ball two, just outside of the zone. This count moves to two balls and one strike with Dylan Green at second base.
Ball just high, trying to get that breaking ball in there. And he's not happy with the call.
If you're Amari Polk as well, he's trying to be done with this nightmare of an inning after you've given up five runs at the bottom of the first. Here's the 3-1. It's hit in the air toward left center field. The left fielder, Seibert, giving chase, will squeeze it for out number three. And the side is finally retired after his Anheuser hits it a ton. But Seibert makes the catch to end the first inning. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 5-0 here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, joined here by Mr. Cole McMahon, a fellow alum and Red Hawk from Redding's hometown university, Simpson University.
Big inning for Colt 45 in the first inning. Big third baseman Manu Juano with the grand salami, leading up to Colt 45, up 5-0. In the first inning of this ball game.
And it was a pretty easy top of the first inning for Trey Bennett, who came out and struck out the side. Of course, Roa and Cueva, the last two outs of that inning, going down a looking. Now Kamani Blackney to the plate. He's due up along with Dwyer and Hunter, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Fairfield Indians. Kamani Blackney, player that hit a home run back in the first game of the series on Thursday night. And we saw him last year on this Fairfield Indians roster. He has tremendous amount of power as he hits one on line shot. Just a little flare where Dylan Green in shallow right field just outside the rim of the infield grass will squeeze it on the run for out number one.
If I'm Bennett going into the second inning already with a 5-0 lead, you know, I'm not going to be super stressed out already. Not getting complacent, but it just takes all the stress off you when your offense is able just to produce early on in this game.
And you can just sit on cruise control and stop right there, one pitch, one out. He's not going to look out to strike out the side. He's just going to try and get out.
Right, let his defense work.
It's the first pitch from Bennett to the right end, hitting the wire, misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the right-end hitting Dwyer. Out of 1-0 from the southpaw Bennett. Just up and away for ball two. That is the first time, which Bennett has only faced four other batters, but this is the first time the count has gone to two balls and X amount of strikes. Already he's had incredible command. Now the 2-0 on the outside corner bounces back right there.
If that called for a strike, made a good adjustment there.
Trying to rally back in the count. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right. Here's the 2-1 delivery from the southpaw Bennett. This is up and away for ball three. The heater unable to get located inside the zone. And now Bennett will go for a little walk on the back slope of the mound. Rub up the baseball. Now takes a deep breath as he climbs up. Working from the first base side out of the windup. Here in this 5-0 top of the first inning. Bennett peers over his glove, now winds and deals the 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the lights came on right as Bennett went into the windup, and Dwyer kind of motioning to the umpire like,
complaining
help
about
me
the
out.
Lights turning on there as soon as the pitch was thrown.
Which I guess is a
fair complaint, but what can the umpire can do about it?
Now the payoff pitch is a breaking ball. Freeze is Dwyer on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called.
There's that nasty curveball there. Bennett, the big lefty. Oh, my goodness. Just love seeing the curveballs.
That is the third looking strikeout for Trey Bennett. See, he wants to get a new baseball.
Third baseman, number 17, Jay.
And his fourth strikeout of the night. As Jaden Hunter comes to the plate. Jaden Hunter was in the lineup last night, made a handful of great plays over there at third base, reached on a fielder's choice, flew out, reached on an error, lined out, and grounded out. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw. Bennett check swing, goes back to the screen for strike one. Jaden Hunter in the third inning. So that fly out that Trajan Rogowski went into a Superman dive and snagged right off the top of the grass. And it was a sensational play from Trajan Rogowski, one of the best plays I've seen out here at Tiger Field. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Bennett. A line shot right towards Anheuser in left. He comes in a couple of steps and will squeeze it for out number 3. The side is retired. The Fairfield Indians go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here in this 5-0 ball game.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Colt 45's looking to improve to 34-6 on the season, and they're in a great spot so far. They're up by a score of 5-0 with the top of the order due up again after they sent 9 to the plate back in the bottom of the first. It's Rogowski, Carroll, and Mora due up again.
And Bennett with another efficient inning going 1-2-3. Teammates fired up for him once he came off the mound.
That's something you know a little bit about, Cole.
Yeah, I know, I had a couple of those back in the day.
Rogowski takes low and in for ball one. Yeah, back in the day, man, we're getting old.
It's only a couple months ago, but you know, it feels like a lifetime already.
Here's the 1-0 from Polk. Misses low again for ball two.
Tried the same pitch, just not getting it. And he's a little frustrated there again, thinking that should have been called a strike.
And he goes for a little saunter around the hill. Yeah, just a couple of months ago, but definitely feels like a lifetime. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Polk. Bounces it in there. What a play by Rogowski on the bare hand to the catcher, Aaron Strong. Tried to block it, and it just popped straight up, and Rogowski with the left hand just able to corral the baseball. That's ball three now on Rogowski, who had a full count his last time up before he would hit a single and then steal second base. Infield shifted to pull on the right end, hitting Rogowski. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Omari Polk. This is low for ball four. A 4-pitch walk issued to Trajan Rogowski. And then I have to imagine he'll be in motion here with the speed he has. Definitely has the ability to steal bases. We've seen it all season long. He's 14 for 9 for 19 coming into this game, but now 15 for 20 after the stolen base.
There's a first pitch strike there. Polk finally making the adjustment after the four pitch walk. Balls all were down the last at bat.
Trying to elevate those pitches, but not too high to get them taken deep. All of that Isaac Mondohana grand slam. Now back pick down to first, not in time. Tag a play to Rogowski, just late.
Carroll showing bunt there. Well, back in time.
Now a 1-1 count on right inning, Carroll. Pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Trying to keep Rogowski close with Dwyer holding on Rogowski at first. Rogowski back easily. It's a 1-1 in the dirt. Another look back to first base, but no throw from the catcher Strong. That pitch missed in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike with nobody out. The Indians looking for two on the infield. The third baseman in on the grass as this one's bunted foul by Mark Anthony Carroll to make the count two balls and two strikes. The third baseman, Jaden Hunter, just on the rim of that infield grass. Two balls and two strikes with Rogowski on first from the free pass from Amari Polk. The outfield playing straight up. Here's the 2-2 from the right-hander Polk. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop Wyatt Smith. Cut off by Jaden Hunter. Missed throw to second base. A race on home. Mark Anthony Carroll beats it out. A race on the 5-4 is Rogowski, and Carroll safe at first on the fielder's choice. It was a great play by Jaden Hunter moving to his left. It was going to be the shortstop Wyatt Smith on the backhand with a tough throw to second to get the runner, but instead Jaden Hunter with all of his motion carrying towards second base made the smart play to cut that ground ball off and make a great throw to second base before it was relayed around to first. But Mark Anthony Carroll showing off the wheels in the hard 90, safe at first.
Carroll, great job showing some speed and getting to the back before they can make turn the double play.
This pitch is taken for a ball to the left hand hitting Andrew Mora with one out. The Fairfield Indians still looking for two on the infield. Cueva shifted to pull on the left hand hitter as Mora backing out of the way of this pitch for ball two. Just a bit inside. It's Mora backed out of the box.
Looks like there's some movement going on in the Indians' bullpen.
And just a little activity up there. Looks like a right-hander getting loose. Polk peering in. That's Strong. Polk comes set. Kicks and deals a 2-0 as a mammoth shot toward right. Should be playable for the right fielder Boatman, who settles underneath it on the warning track and will squeeze it for out number two. That ball was hit a ton, about a mile high, but just a bit under it. And that's out number two.
Murray just missed it off the sweet part of the bat. He was peering in at the ball looking like it almost was going to go over the fence, but playable for the right fielder there.
That's also where the wall juts closer toward home plate for about 15 feet before it's angled back to a straight shot toward center field toward that 406 sign. As the runner going through it on the second base is in time, but out. I thought Mark Anthony Carroll was actually going to be safe on the swim move over there at second base, but the tag applied by Cueva and caught stealing is Mark Anthony Carroll. A great throw from kicker Aaron Strong on the side is retired. We're through two here at Tiger Field here in a 5-0 ball game as we head to the top of the third inning.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. For home repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bringing quality to every job visit. HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Aaron Strong, the catcher, takes ball one. Low pitch from Trey Bennett as he now winds and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss, bounces back to even up the count at one ball and one strike. This is Jacob Green and Cole McMahon bringing to you this final edition of Colt 45's baseball here during this 2025 campaign. Strong, Smith, and Boatman do up for the Indians is a breaking ball from Bennett, misses low and in. Actually catches the corner.
No, I believe he called it a ball.
And that's why you don't check the scoreboard all the time. So two balls and one strike. Now the scoreboard corrected, and I thought I had it completely wrong. Now the 2-1 swing and a miss, even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Now I know I'm right. The beauty of a color commentator. Here in this top of the third inning.
Isn't it blowing that fastball right past him?
Now the 2-2 from the southpaw Bennett as he gets the sign from McMillan, who sets up away. The 2-2 on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Hey, Mr. Strong, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. He's out number one of this top of the third inning. And another strikeout for Trey Bennett. That is his fourth backward K. Now the shortstop, Wyatt Smith, to the plate. Wyatt Smith last night, as he takes a huge cut and miss here for strike one. Walked, doubled, was hit by a pitch, and struck out swinging. Now Bennett winds and deals the 0-1 pitch to the right-hand hitter, rocking the old-school striped socks, taken wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Bennett, again, working from the first base side, seeks and deals the 1-1. This one's popped up, Mora giving chase toward foul territory in front of the Indians' dugout. We'll squeeze it for out number two. That will bring up Ethan Boatman.
Two outs here already, and Bennett is just efficient today. See, it's the last start of the season for the Colt 45s, and everything is working for him so far. He rubs up the ball.
Now Boatman steps into the box, right-hand hitter. Bennett just cruising through the order thus far tonight. Here's the delivery from the southpaw. This is wide. With two outs here in this 5-0 top of the third inning. The delivery misses upstairs for ball two. Bennett backs up the mound, rubs up the baseball. Now climbs back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-0 from the lefty Bennett. This is wide for ball three here in this top of the third inning, a 5-0 ball game. The Colt 45s on top in the 2025 season finale for these Colt 45s. It's a 3-0 count. This is Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The 3-0 misses low for ball four. And working the walk is Boatman. And there goes the perfecto.
Yeah, first runner on base today for the Indians. Bennett's first walk of the day. Now he's about to face the top of the lineup again.
And this is a lineup that only walked twice last night. So try and take advantage of the free pass here as much as they can. Three times last night, my apologies. Twice against Ty Cook and once against Noah Madsen, who went the final three innings. Runner on first being held on by Mora. That's Boatman. As the top of the order, Bo Smith will pinch hit for Seibert, the left fielder. Bo Smith got the start last night in center field. He had a couple of singles, a stolen base, and then was hit by a pitch along with a fly out and a ground out. It's the first pitch from the southpaw at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. A great pitch from Bennett to the right end hitting Bo Smith.
The sun has left Tiger Field now, a lot cooler skies. A lot more playable field now for the fielders. They can actually see.
The 0-1 foul back to the screen for strike two. Yeah, shadows covering all of the field now. The light's still a long way from taking full effect. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Under bluebird skies, that's where we've had some cloudy conditions the last couple of weeks, and even last weekend, some lightning and thunder out there way beyond those outfield walls out over Shasta Lake City. Bennett peering in. Mora holding on. Boatman at first. Two or three steps off the bag. Out of the stretch. The 0-2 delivery from the southpaw Bennett. It's just off the plate. One ball and two strikes.
Good 0-2 pitch there. Don't want to leave that fastball down the zone. Looks like about two balls out, which is what you want to do.
Open stance for the right-hand hitting Bo Smith. Deep in the box, McMillan sets up in. The 1-2 delivery from the lefty. Wave that ball in the dirt. McMillan will clear and throw down to first base. It's another strikeout for Trey Bennett. And the side is retired. So we head to the bottom of the third inning here in this 5-0 ball game.
Hunt Roofing keeps your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball, the final game of this 2025 season. The Fairfield Indians facing off against the Colt 45s here in this rubber match of the series. After the Colt 45s dropped the first game by a score of 7-3, and they bounced back last night by a score of 8-3. And the exclamation point in that win was the three-run home run from the man at the plate right now, Dom DeCogno. First pitch swing hits this one into left field, down into the corner underneath the 320 mark where it's dug out by the left fielder as DeCogno cruises around first and into second base with a leadoff stand-up double.
DeCogno not wasting any time attacking that first pitch. And he came up to bat after the caught ceiling from the last inning. He's not wasting any time as Polk is still in the game.
It was a great job by Bo Smith to get to that baseball and dig it out of the corner, who just came into the game. And, yeah, DeCogno, as you said, Cole, with a new set of downs after the caught stealing from Mark Anthony Carroll. John Handy takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball one.
Handy taking that pitch all the way.
In front of essentially a packed house here at Tiger Field. Now takes again as that pitch misses the bottom of the zone for ball two. That was DeCogno's 11th double of the year. Here's the 2-0 foul back to the screen.
Andy just missing that pitch, fouling it straight back.
Now a 2-1 count with nobody out, the runner on second base. Mondo Hano on deck. He's third batter due up here in this inning. Now the 2-1 from Amari Polk. The breaking ball misses way up and in for ball three. Just a little rainbow about eye level to Handy.
And that's just something we've seen all night long by Polk. Just not consistent with his pitches and just allowing the Colt 45 to be very selective on a pitch in the zone.
And the 3-1 is taken just off the plate and below the knee for ball four. Handy kind of hesitated taking his base, but then was granted the free pass from the home plate umpire. That puts runners at first and second for Isaac Manduhano, who had that grand slam last inning.
In the first inning?
Yeah, actually, I was back in the first inning. Seems like eons ago. Last inning, a lot cleaner inning from Amari Polk, where he faced the minimum after the caught stealing and the fielder's choice.
Get strong to talk to Polk out there on the mound. Some little pep talk. It looks like the Indians reliever is ready to go, coming back to the
So we get some chatter between the home plate umpire and the PA.
Announcer.
Some extracurricular activities out here at Tiger Field. We've seen it all this year. There was at one point a couple weekends ago where there was a little bit of a scrum out there on the field after the series wrapped up against, I believe it was the Fresno Athletics, which is the only ball club to beat the Colt 45s multiple times this year. There was some pushing and shoving going on after the game in the handshake line as Mondohano takes a first pitch breaking ball right through the heart for called strike one.
That's some summer ball activities right there.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on between the home plate umpire and Chad on the PA, but it seems like a lot of fun as the 0-1 misses wide. One ball and one strike. I think it might have been too many sound effects.
Yeah, I don't
on
think
the PA.
Plate umpire was having it. I'm all here for it, though.
Part of the fun of summer baseball.
It's the people going.
The 1-1 check swing toward the Indians on deck circle for strike two, a half-hearted from Mondohano.
Mondohano wishing he could get that one back there, grimacing after that check swing. Counts 1-2 now.
Just a little bit of commitment issues there, but we've seen what he can do with a baseball. Now the 1-2 with nobody out, runners on first and second as they take their leads. Misses wide again to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polk peering in. It's all fun and games here at Tiger Field for some Summer League wooden bat baseball. Now the 2-2 from Polk out of the stretch. The breaking ball just stopped the plate. Tough take there from Mondo Hano.
Wood bat, I don't know if you guys know, but swinging a wood bat is completely different than an aluminum bat. I did one tournament a long time ago when I was in 8th grade, wood bat tournament, and it was a completely different ball game. It was when I was only like 110 pounds, and I could barely swing that piece of log. So I was basically late on every single fastball I saw.
Now the payoff, Mitch misses way up and in for ball four, and that'll load the bases. But, man, that sound off of a wooden bat is just absolutely fantastic. As Bijan Bynum is going to come out, and looks like he's going to take the baseball from Amari Polk after a couple of walks.
Yeah, 2 walks in a row for Polk. It's not his night.
And looks like he's also dealt with a little bit of velocity issues, too. It's kind of fallen off, and Bynum hasn't quite taken the baseball from him yet. A meeting's still going on with the whole infield in. Might be talking things over. Dylan Green due up. And now the baseball gets taken from Polk, and it will be a new relief pitcher on for the Fairfield Indians to take things over from Amari Polk. With the bases loaded, it will be Dylan Green facing off against these Fairfield Indians and the new relief pitcher for them when we return after this message from Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing wants to keep your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. Dylan Green facing off against the Fairfield Indians with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the bottom of the third when we return after this.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Joey Graziano is on in relief of Amari Polk for these Fairfield Indians, facing off against Dylan Green with the bases loaded and nobody out. All three runners aboard are Amari Polk's responsibility. Dylan Green reached on that E5 his last time up. That ball hit on the infield to the diving third baseman, Jaden Hunter, was not able to be picked at first base. He now concludes his warm-up tosses, and everyone makes their way back to their respective spaces and places. The corner's playing in on the grass. Joey Graziano out of Solano Community College, back in Fairfield, California. Actually a rival of Napa Valley College, which is where Amari Polk is going. 5-0 ball game here in the bottom of the third. Dylan Green has a chance to bust this game even further open as he watches a breaking ball catch the outside corner. A call to strike one. Some jawing from the fans here at Tiger Field as they've started to get a little bit more into this ball game. The Indians looking for two on the infield. Another breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike two. That strike zone expanding a little bit.
Graziano, got to say thank you for that strike call there. It's a good feeling coming into a ball game, you know, with two strikes on two pitches.
The 0-2 from Graziano out of the stretch. Spikes it in there. Bounced it off the dirt.
Trying it again. That ball thrown maybe 55 feet.
Now one ball and two strikes as Graziano is going to get a new baseball. Maybe it slipped a little bit. Benefit of the doubt there for the righty. Standing at about 6'3", working from the first base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch with the runners on first. Again, the corners, even with the bags, just on the rim of that infield grass. Here's the 1-2 from Graziano as he comes set off that first base side. The 1-2 is a breaking ball way off the plate. Keeping up the count at two balls and two strikes. The catcher, Aaron Strong, gliding to his right to corral that baseball.
Four breaking balls in a row. What do you think this next pitch is going to be, Jacob?
I think I'm going to go heater up.
All right.
Just to throw everyone off.
I'm going to go breaking ball again.
Breaking ball in the dirt. Probably get Green to chase. The 2-2.
You're right. Got the fastball, but away.
Not way away. Couldn't get Green to chase. So the count fills at three balls and two strikes. The last thing you want to do here is ground out or strike out. You want some sort of a productive out. Here's the payoff pitch. In the dirt, and Green will work the free pass. That'll move a runner in, and everybody moves up 90 feet via the free pass, something that the Colt 45s have taken advantage of all summer long. They love using that free pass to their advantage as Ray McMillan comes to the plate now for the third walk in the inning.
Now batting. Catcher, number 31, Ray McMillan.
McMillan looking to do damage. Bases loaded, no outs. Colt 45s have another big opportunity to expand their lead. That pitch is going to be outside on the breaking ball.
Now 1-0 count on the right hand hitting McMillan. We've got the start Thursday against the Fairfield Indians. Wide open stance for the right hand hitter. 1-0 misses low and away for ball two.
Fastball down, and after a strong beginning of the inning for Graziano, struggling to find the strike zone with both his fastball and off-speed pitch.
McMillan batting 235 on the year. He does have a couple of home runs. It's a 2-0 on the inside corner. They're called strike one.
There's that breaking ball there.
Two balls and one strike with the bases loaded and still nobody out in this 6-0 ball game as this pitch misses away to move the count to three balls and one strike. And for the Fairfield Indians here, they just want to get an out in the inning and try and slow down this Colt 45 offense. But some command issues after three straight walks have been issued from Fairfield Indians pitching. Now the 3-1 with the corners playing in on the rim of the infield grass and the bases loaded. The 3-1 misses away again, and McMillan will work a walk. That'll move everybody up 90 feet again. Back-to-back walks from Joey Graziano. After the back-to-back walks from Amari Polk, the bases stay loaded for Tyler Zanizer as another run comes in to score.
Just another uncompetitive pitch there. Easy layoff for McMillan.
I mean, yeah, just not even close. It was low and away.
If I'm Zanizer, I'm just going to be looking for a cookie up there, not even swinging until I see something right down the middle.
Courtesy runner Adam Reyes comes into the game for Rain McMillan. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitting Zanizer. There's a breaking ball on the inner half called strike one. Another breaking ball from Graziano. Now, this is another thing with it being a college summer league. Again, there's no playoffs or anything, no trophy they're playing for. It's just to get prepared for university and college ball. The 0-1 swing and a miss from Zanizer, who goes down. Looks like he almost tried to hold up and mid-hesitation tried to go around with the swing. Ended up just taking a stumble. Now he's in an 0-2 hole. Getting the fastball blown by him. With it being a warm-up league, essentially, where just trying to stay in shape and get reps in. The 0-2 misses high. One ball and two strikes on the righty Zanizer.
Yeah, summer collegiate baseball is a great time to get some innings in for your pitcher. you know, get some work in if you're a fielder, and it's just a fun experience. Now, I got to play some last year down in Palm Springs. Just great culture you get with the guys from all over the country. That ball spiked again 55 feet.
Great block by Aaron Strong, the catcher, on the breaking ball. Pounded it back into the dirt. The count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and especially for here, it seems to be a lot of pitchers working on certain pitches or certain approaches facing different batters. And Andrew Mora, one of the hitters for the Colt 45s, seems like he's been working on this breaking ball misses way upstairs again for ball three. He's worked on not striking out as much and taking more pitches, making the pitcher work. That's why he leads the team in walks with, I believe, 31 on the year now after last night.
Yeah, I mean, summer ball is especially a great time to work on the mental aspect of the game. But there's really no pressure, you know, from your coaches in college, and there he takes a walk. Good at bat there, Danizer.
Another free pass issued that moves everyone up 90 feet yet again for the top of the order in Trajan Rogalski. And those two runs that have come in to score charge to Omari Polk. So he ends the night with 7 runs, 4 hits, and 2-plus innings. He walked 3 and struck out 1 as the catcher, Aaron Strong, will jog out to the mound and have a little chat with Joey Graziano. Talk things over. Nobody out, the bases loaded still here in this bottom of the third inning. It's an 8-0 ball game. The Colt 45s are pulling it on after 5 straight walks after the leadoff double from Tom DeCotton.
Graziano just struggling here. His catcher just going in telling him, hey, just throw some strikes here. Your defense is behind you. We'll make some plays. Just throw it somewhere in the zone and you'll be all right.
Yeah, what are those meetings on the mound like? Cole, you're a starting pitcher. As this pitch misses wide of the plate, it's going to go all the way to the backstop, and coming in to score on the wild pitch is Tim Green. Adam Rain, courtesy runner for Rain McMillan, moves up along with Tyler Zanheiser, and now runners at second and third. It's 9-3.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the times your catcher's just going in there just to calm you down, give you a little mental breather, physical breather, and I mean, a lot of times you're not throwing strikes, it's just going to be like, hey, just put it in the zone and let your defense work, you know. Especially as a left-handed pitcher like myself, that's all you can really do. I mean, I did best as a ground ball pitcher with my curveball. And so I believe that's what the catcher is telling him right now. So that ball is high for ball one to Rachowski.
It's a 9-0 ball game now after that run came in to score. Rogalski with the wide-open stance takes off the plate. Not sure where that pitch missed.
It's like just wide.
I'm surprised the umpire is calling those pitches that close. Here's the 3-0 on the inside corner. Makes count 3 balls and 1 strike. Just with the game now coming to a slow stroll after the cluster of walks. And now 9-0. Here's the 3-1. Hit in the air towards center. Blackney moving in. Should be playable for him towards shallow left center. We'll squeeze it. Tagging on the play is Reyes. The throw comes in. Not in time. Reyes will tag up, and getting the sacrifice fly is Trajan Rogalski. That is out number one. But Adam Reyes coming in to score puts the Colt 45s up by double digits. It will be Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate with one out and the runner on second base. That's Tyler Zanheiser.
And that's all you can ask for. Just an out, a productive out there, scoring your runner. Ball just far enough for the runner to score.
Now Mark Anthony Carroll with the runner at second and one out as Graziano comes set. This one's grounded toward the first baseman, who will gobble it up and take it himself for out number two, the 3 unassisted. Great play by the first baseman, Dwyer. Two outs now.
And get Murr up to bat. Slide out to right field in the last inning.
And yeah, more or less, and they hit that one on the screws, but just a little bit under it. And he has a chance to
do something fun here and just hit one over the wall if you can get a hold of one. Huge cut there. Chase the breaking ball down for strike one. The ninth batter of the inning for the Colt 45s. That also, that ground out moves Zanizer over to third, so he's now 90 feet away. As this one misses low, blocked by Aaron Strong yet again. He's been busy back there tonight. There's some command issues from both pitchers for the Fairfield Indians. A 1-1 count on the left end hitting Mora.
Once again, we're going to see some movement in the bullpen for the Indians.
The 1-1 just got a piece of it. Stays foul for strike two. Bounced it at the plate. A lot of backspin on it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I miss about writing. It's just these beautiful sunsets. The sky's out here during dusk. You just got to love it. As an outfielder, not so much. It turns to dusk time when you get those pop-ups.
The 1-2 chopped to the plate. It goes foul at the third base side, and the count holds at 1-2. We've had some amazing sunsets out here at Tagger Field, and actually just in Reading in general. There was about a week ago some thunder and lightning as the sun was setting, which made for a pretty cool scene with the amount of cloud cover we had.
Is it one of those hot rain showers almost?
Oh, yeah, some East Coast storm type of thing right there. Is a fun thing to experience. Not something we get a lot in California, especially Northern California. But these sunsets are unreal out here at Tagger Field with the lights, and just it's hard not to be romantic about baseball. What can I say? Here's the 1-2 to the left end hitting Mora. This is upstairs. Move the count to 2-2. The clouds around us turning a little bluish purple hue. Now the 2-2. Waved at by Moore in the dirt. He chases it away. And the side is finally retired after the strikeout on Andrew Mora. It's 10-0 through 3 from Tagger Field as we head to the top of the fourth inning.
Hunter Roofing, keep your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing bring quality to every job.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Top of the fourth inning, Trey Bennett working with a 10-run lead now after the Colt 45s pulled 5 on in the bottom of the third on the final game of the season for the Colt 45s. It's going to be a pinch hitter for Adrian Roa, number 33 for the Fairfield Indians, Jake Rogers. Face off against Trey Bennett in that DH spot. You're in the top of the fourth inning.
Bennett back out here for his fourth inning of work. The Southpaw dominating the Indians so far.
Jake Rogers last night pinch hit for Joey Mason. Had a walk and a strikeout swinging as he takes a first pitch ball from Trey Bennett. Now the lefty winds and deals. Misses high again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with nobody out here in this top of the fourth inning. Rogers, Cueva, and Blackney do up. And now missing again for ball three is Bennett. This is low and in.
Try to get that curveball in there on the backside of his knee. Bennett working at a good pace this game as well.
Now 3-1. Bounces back with a fastball right down Broadway. Green one. Bennett peering over his glove. Now winds and deals, working quickly. Fastball just a bit high for ball four.
Just working just a little too fast. He needs to give his arm a little more time to get over the top. It's all his misses. Missing high at the start of this inning.
Now, Marcellus Cueva to the plate. Cueva last night grounded out, popped out, and grounded out again, but had a couple of singles to go along with that. He was 2-for-5. Showing bunt and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. And if you're the Fairfield Indians here, you have plenty of baseball left to work with, but you're playing a little small ball.
Trying to get anything going against Bennett here.
And again, Bennett is a pitcher. I mentioned it in the pregame show. He's got a max of 5 innings, but he's done it 4 times this season out of his 6 starts. Now the 0-1 to the right end hitting Cueva with the open stance as a line shot just foul down the right field side. Out of play.
Good swing by Cueva there. Just late on the fastball. Just as a Simpson alumni, I'm getting excited to see Bennett out here just completely dominating the southpaw. It's going to be great to see in the Red Hawk colors coming in the fall.
Yeah, you'll have to come up and call a game with me in the come springtime. Here's the 0-2 as McMillan sets up in. This one's popped up back toward the crowd behind home plate. And right back where the radar guns are from the pitchers with the night off. For strike two, Cueva staying alive by about a foot and a half because McMillan was giving chase on that foul ball. The count remains no balls and two strikes. Taking his lead from first is Rogers being held on by Andrew Mora. Bennett comes set, working from the first base side. Now the 0-2 with nobody out as he checks the runner. Rogers at first, now kicks and deals out of the stretch, off the plate outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Most of these misses Bennett has had this inning have either been high or a little outside, showing possibly a little fatigue with his arm. We're leaving your balls off arm side.
The 1-2, the breaking ball fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
Sometimes that's all it takes, getting a little breaking ball in there, make the adjustment for your arm slot.
1 ball and 2 strikes as the home plate umpire gets a new set of pearls. He settles back in behind the plate. Monty Blackney in the on-deck circle. He's also due up this inning. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Colt 45s looking for the twin killing on the infield. Huge gap on that left side as well as the right side between the fielders. Now the 1-2 from Bennett. Swing! And a miss. Got Cueva to chase the off-speed out of the zone. For out number one.
It's been his best pitch that he has. It's a complete banger. 12-6. And just nothing Cueva can do there. And these Indians are not able to see this curveball tonight.
Just absolutely filthy. And got Cueva to chase it out of the zone. Now Kamani Blackney to the plate, who lined out to the second baseman Green back in the second inning. Green giving chase to that baseball in shallow right field, made a fantastic play. right in hitting Kamani Blackney, standing about 6'4". And watches this ball miss outside for ball one. Now the 1-0 from Bennett out of the stretch with the runner on first. Kicks and deals. This is low in the dirt, blocked by McMillan. It's ball two.
Gotta love a catcher that gets his work in back there.
Some activity up in the bullpen for the Colt 45s as well.
It's looking like this might be Bennett's last inning. He can't get out of this quickly. It's a DP here.
Here's the 2-0 from the southpaw. It's popped foul toward the parking lot out of play. Two balls and one strike. Monty Blackney now walks back into the box. Bennett gets a new baseball and rubs it up, climbs back up the hill. Checks the runner at first. That's Rogers being held on by Mora. From the first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, Bennett checks the runner, now kicks and deals the 2-1 off the plate outside. 3-1 now to the right-hand hitting Blackney, who has some great power.
Speaking of the name Rogers, if you're a Giants fan, devastating to see Tyler Rogers get traded to the New York Mets. The Giants just absolutely fell apart after the first half of the season.
Now the 3-1, fouled back toward the parking lot again for strike two. Yeah, both of our teams, the A's and the Giants, letting go of a handful of bullpen arms. But also, I think the biggest loss for the Giants was Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, man. Fan favorite Mike Yastrzemski. Really hasn't done anything the past few games. First at bat with the Royals, and he hits a two-run shot to say hello to the fans in Kansas City and just breaking the hearts of Giants fans across the country.
I know the feeling as an A's fan. Now the payoff pitch in the dirt, and Blackney works a walk. I'll move everybody up 90 feet.
Showing some fatigue here. Looks like coach is going to come out here.
Bob Anderson making his way out. He's going to go to the pen. And for Trey Bennett, that's the way his season will end. He goes 3 1/3. And is responsible for those runners on first and second. After he issues a couple of walks, be a new pitcher on in relief to face off against Cooper Dwyer and these Fairfield Indians. Trey Bennett's night is done after he goes 3 1/3. Looks like it'll be Colt Sewell on in relief as Trey Bennett gets some applause as he walks off the mound. The next time he pitches will be here in Redding, California, at Simpson University, and we're looking forward to it, as I believe it will be Colton Sewell taking on Cooper Dwyer. We return after this message. The Fairfield Indians threatening here with one out and runners at first and second. They're down 10 here in this top of the fourth inning.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected.
From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Colton Sewell out of Bandon, Oregon, on in relief. He's 2-0 with a 5.17 ERA. He does have a save in 24 and a third innings under his belt. Struck out 30 and walked 18. First pitch swinging to Cooper Dwyer. He's grounded toward Moore at first, who will handle it himself. Three unassisted will move the runners aboard to second and third. Sir, I believe that was a broken bat ground out. A hard crack.
Hard crack. Cueing the ball to the first baseman. One pitch, one out. Great start for Sewell so far.
And Colton Sewell bending at the belt. Here's in at McMillan. Working from the first base side of the rubber. The righty kicks and deals. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike one to Jaden Hunter, who lined out to left field his last time up.
Sewell, another big man, standing at 6'2", 220, coming out of Feather River College.
Now the 0-1 misses wide. 0 to be 6 feet tall.
One could wonder what that life is like.
I just like to think I would have gone D1. That's all I'm saying. One ball and one strike as Sewell bends at the belt. Now comes set. Glove up by his head. The 1-1 as he kicks and deals. Just a bit high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs now. Fairfield Indians threatening to get on the board. Those runners at second base are Trey Bennett's responsibility. Colton Sewell trying to play janitor and clean up this mess. With runners at second and third, the 2-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Hunter. Check swing on the inside corner. He went around. Two balls and two strikes.
Yes, he did. Too good to hold up on. Sewell with an interesting arm slot. Whippy kind of arm. And that ball just looks like it comes out faster than it might actually be coming out.
Yeah, just a funky delivery. An unconventional delivery is what Ken Korak would call that. The 2-2. Swing and miss, getting out of jam via the strikeout is Colton Sewell. And the side is retired. Sewell comes in and gets the Fairfield Indians to strand both runners aboard. The Fairfield Indians threaten, but they do not score. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's 10-0 through 3.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing, who is stepping up to the plate to sponsor your Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. They have you covered. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hi,
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
To Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Joey Graziano on for his first full inning of work. It's a ground ball from Dominic DeCagno. Bobble and flips to first is not in time. DeCagno with the hustle will be safe at first. Coming off the mound to retrieve that baseball was Graziano, and slipping in the grass, bobbled it momentarily, tried to recover and make a flip play to first, but it was not in time. DeCagno with the hard 90. He'll be safe at first.
Tough sight to see if you're a pitcher there. You know, you don't get those ground balls all the time, and when you do, your heart starts pounding real hard sometimes, not wanting to make a mistake. And there, Graziano flipping on the grass. I've had that happen a couple times in my career. Not fun.
And cleats only do so much in that case, as Handy takes fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one, with Homer trying to get the wave going out here at Tiger Field. The wave, fun fact, talked about this with Spencer a couple of weeks ago, invented at the Coliseum by Crazy George. Pickoff attempt to first is not in time. DeCagno diving back is in there safely.
They're discussing if that was a balk or not. Kind of looked like Graziano slipped and then pump faked it and ended up throwing it to first base.
And I believe
they're discussing it right now.
Yeah, just a little bit of a peeling going on between the Blues crew out there. Now Bob Anderson out to protest. As again, Homer just working the crowd here at Tiger Field. The wave in the seating, the bleacher seating from the first baseline all the way around to the third base side. Great job by Homer to get the crowd back into it.
I think the umpire explaining that Graziano stepped off of the rubber when he kind of slipped off and pump faked it the first, so it wouldn't be a balk when you end up throwing it.
Which I believe is the right call, especially in a 10-0 ball game with balks being as circumstantial as they are. Just kind of give the free pass to Graziano. Here's the 1-0 to the right end hitting Handy. Is a line shot down the left field line.
Mike Smith, the round.
Not in time. Third base with a stand-up triple is John Handy. Now the catcher upset with the home plate umpire, saying the throw not only beat him there, but the tag was applied in time, as he slams the ball into the pitcher's glove in frustration. He had a few words to exchange with the home plate umpire. Now, Rajon Bynum, the manager for the Fairfield Indians, out to talk with the home plate umpire. It's 11-0 now after the triple from John Handy.
Great piece of hitting by Handy, just ripping that ball down the left field line. Colt 45 are now up 11-0. The start of the fifth inning.
Just a very loud offensive night for the Colt 45s. Mondohano to the plate now, who's walked and hit a grand slam tonight.
Through the Indians, this is not the man you want up right now. Momentum, once again, heating up for the Colt 45.
Now Bynum, the manager for the Indians, makes his way back to the dugout. 11-0 for the right end hitting Mondohano to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Fun fact, too, San Francisco Giants, they condemn the wave, actually, at Oracle Park. Because the Dodgers do it as well, and so that's just some type of thing. I don't know where it rains from, but if you're a Giants fan, you don't do it. And if you do it, people get real upset at you.
Mondohano takes that breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike one. That's something I did not know. The 0-1 breaking ball line shot into center field for a base hit. Handy will trot in to score.
And Mondo Hano has himself in another RBI. That's his fifth of the night.
2 hits on the night for Mondo Hano. He keeps his bat hot.
Now Dylan Green to the plate. He's reached on an error and walked tonight. That is actually something very fascinating I didn't know. Simply because the Dodgers do it. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that's the reason why. I just know that you don't do it at Giant Stadium. That's interesting, too. I didn't know the A's originated the wave.
Yeah, Crazy George. Basically, him and Banjo Man, two of the leading in-crowd orchestrators, if you will, at the Coliseum. And Crazy George actually used to stand in cutoff jeans and an A's t-shirt beating a little handheld snare drum and getting the wave going. Actually met Crazy George back in, oh gosh, had to be 2014, 2015. An old dude, and he looks crazy. There's a reason they call him Crazy George. Crazy spelled with a K, by the way.
Interesting, okay. Like a K, like a strikeout.
Exactly, yeah.
And are we talking about the Banjo Man, like as in the San Francisco 49ers Banjo Man too?
Yeah, Oakland A's, wow. 49ers, I believe the Sharks too, and the Giants.
Wow.
Could be wrong.
Banjo Man's been around forever. I got to see him up close one time a couple years ago. I was going to take a photo with him, but it looked like he was charging people, so I decided I'll just see him from afar. Real cool 49ers fan, legendary.
This breaking ball misses up and into Green. Yeah, Banjo Man, a Bay Area legend, along with, I mean, Crazy George also, Warriors games at Oracle, and then Sharks games at the Shark Tank. And then also, I believe he was different colleges around the area, San Jose State, Cal Berkeley. This pitch misses low for ball two. Very similar to, yeah, very similar to Banjo Man. Just
What's the crazy, what's his name? Crazy George?
Crazy George.
I don't think I've ever heard of Crazy George. Wow.
That's a Googleable guy right there for all you baseball fanatics tuning in. This pitch bounces in there for ball three. Actually have his autograph, I believe, on a baseball or something. But he looks a little crazy, but he used to stand on the slanted dugouts at the Coliseum, which, for all you math majors out there, it's about a 45-degree angle. So there's not a lot of surface area to stand on. That's quite impressive as it is. But you get the wave going around the bowl-like Coliseum. This one's lined to the left into a dump. It is Smith and takes it off the grass. Bo Smith with a fantastic play for out number one. Just right off the grass. A great play coming in on the sinking line drive. Went into a nice little slide as well.
There, Graziano finally getting the ball in the strike zone, letting his defense work.
You're in this 12-0 ball game. It's now Rain McMillan to the plate. And that's what you got to do. Trust your defense. Here's the pitch from the righty Graziano. Misses up and away. Back pick down to first. Not in time. Strong throw from the catcher. Strong. Say that 10 times fast, but not in time. Yeah. Those slanted dugouts with the Coliseum, but getting the wave to go around that bowl-like stadium is just impressive in and of itself. And he was actually at the final game at the Coliseum. Here's the breaking ball, swing and a miss from McMillan to even up the count at 1-1. Went fishing for that breaking ball and came up empty.
McMillan walked his last time at bat in the third inning, walking in a runner against Graziano.
Now McMillan takes another ball in the dirt.
2-1 count for McMillan.
The
sky is completely dark now. All the lights are out. It is a complete night game now for the final game of the season.
McMillan takes on the outside corner at the knee, even up the count at 2-2.
A photo of Crazy George. Thank you, Jacob, for letting me see what this man looks like. Oh, wow. He's got the George Washington haircut.
This 2-2 misses low and away for ball three.
The high socks and the short jorts. And this man, that's great to see.
That screams 80s.
Been in Sacramento recently? Oh, absolutely.
No, he didn't travel up to Sacramento. Something about
Coliseum, the payoff pitch is a breaking ball slapped the other way into right field for a base hit. McMillan with his first hit of the night. Getting on base last at bat, back in the third via the walk. That moves Mondujano up to second base. Adam Reyes will come out to be a courtesy runner, and Tyler Zanizer to the plate now. Didn't make his way out to Sacramento, but he was at the last A's game back on September 26th of last year, of course. The final game of the Coliseum, he was cheering up in a suite, and he did have his little snare drum with him, which is pretty fun. He did actually get Let's Go Oakland chants going before first pitch. I actually have a video of it. But pretty fun time.
You know, I haven't seen the banjo man at Niner games recently in years. But didn't see him a couple years ago. I don't know if he's still around or so much. That's something I've always wondered. Like, diehard fans like the banjo man, I wonder if 49ers gift them, like, season tickets for life, you know?
That would be pretty cool. I gotta take up learning the banjo so I can get into Niner games for free.
Yeah.
Here's the first pitch to Zanizer. It's hit on the line shot towards the left fielder. Smith into a dive. Pass him and all the way to the wall. Mondujano around third base right behind him. Zanizer digging for two. He'll hold at second base as Reyes will come in to score. It's a two-run double for Tyler Zanizer. And the Colt 45 is now up by 14.
And that was just a mistake out there by Carroll in left field, diving for the ball. That ball landed 2 feet in front of him, getting past him and allowing two runs to score.
I mean, it looked like me playing the show out there, just diving for the baseball, trying to get in front of it and just put your body on the line. But for Smith,
the left trigger.
Yeah, just accidentally pressing buttons out there.
That's just something you don't want to see. Already down 12-0. Well, you just want to keep in front of you. Just don't want to let more damage happen.
And now Prajan Bynum is going to come out and pull Mr. Joey Graziano from the game. It'll be the end of his night here in this 14-0 ball game. Here in the bottom of the fourth, with the runner at second base, Zanizer, it's going to be Rogowski due up against a new relief pitcher for these Fairfield Indians. And to allow pitcher to warm up for the Fairfield Indians, we're going to cut to break. It's 14-0, breaking the action, a pitching change. Rogowski facing off against the new reliever for the Fairfield Indians when we return after this message from Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, there you visit.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Breen, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday, Saturday night edition of Cole 45's Baseball. The new pitcher on in relief here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Kowalski facing off against Trajan Rogalski here with the top of the order.
Can't get a better last name than Kowalski. Named after one of the Penguins from Madagascar. Kowalski analysis.
We'll see what he can analyze here and see if he can get out of the jam with the runner at second base. Trajan Rogalski. Some